to dinner, or that we ever particularly wanted to be stupid, and to have flushed faces and hot beating heads, or to find blank hopelessness and obscurity this afternoon in what would become perfectly clear and bright in the freshness of tomorrow morning. We suffered for these things, and they made us miserable enough. Neither do I remember that we ever bound ourselves by any secret oath or other solemn obligation to find the seats getting too hard to be sat upon after a certain time, or to have intolerable twitches in our legs, rendering us aggressive and malicious with those members, or to be troubled with a similar uneasiness in our elbows, attended with fistic consequences to our neighbours, or to carry 2 pounds of lead in the chest, 4 pounds in the head, and several active blue bottles in each ear. Yet for certain we suffered under those distresses, and were always charged at for labouring under them, as if we had brought them on, of our own deliberate act and deed. I should like to ask any well-trained and experienced teacher, not to say psychologist. And as to the physical portion, I should like to ask Professor Owen. It happened that I had a small bundle of papers with me, on what is called